This story starts in 1988, at least I'll start it there. I was a practicing lawyer, and incivility in the realm of litigation was rampant. I had spent 2 years practicing law in Dallas, had come back to Austin. A fair amount of my practice was in federal court because I do aviation work, and many times, even though I started in state court, many defendants wanted me to be in federal court, and that's where I'd find myself after a while. So it was to the point, and many of you remember this, many of you may have not known about this period of time in the early to mid-80s on into the early 90s, that if there was any issue that came up in discovery, many times it would be met with a motion for sanctions. And so sanctions motions were flying around, all kinds of stunts, what I call stupid lawyer tricks, were being used to obstruct discovery. And finally, the judges in the Northern District of Texas had a crawlful of it and decided to put out a message to the lawyer community as to what they wanted done about improving the civility among lawyers in the district. And so in two cases, Dondi Properties and a case called Knight, the federal district judges of the Northern District of Texas sat in bonk and pronounced a series of guidelines that to this day are referenced as the standards for civility, not only in the Northern District of Texas, but literally throughout the country. So Dondi Properties is often cited for establishing what later evolved as the Lawyer's Creed in Texas and the standards by which many states govern civility. Now, the one thing that didn't happen after Dondi was incivility go away.